This half hour of the Glenn Beck program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by Bill's Khakis.
What you're about to hear is the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck program.
We have a lot on our plate today. We're going to talk a little bit about Terri Schiavo, but I think in a way that nobody else has mentioned before, I read an agonizing article in U.S. News and World Report on the plane back from vacation last week, and it ties in right directly to what we were talking about with Terri Schiavo. We'll get into that. Also, the BTK killer found over the weekend. On Saturday, they had a press conference. Cheers erupted as they said, "We found him. He's now in jail." We'll tell you a little bit about that coming up in a few minutes. And also, we want to spend a few minutes on the Oscars from last night. You know what? Let me tell you something. Thank you, TiVo. I think TiVo, the inventor, needs to be canonized. I think before the Pope moves past the veil, he needs to canonize the inventor of TiVo. Because with TiVo last night, I could edit myself the Oscars, and that's exactly what should happen. The Oscars should run about an hour, maybe 40 minutes. How long was it last night? I think it ended at like a quarter to 12 Eastern time last night. In case you don't know, Martin Scorsese was ripped off again. Martin Scorsese, I mean, if I may... give you a list of the movies that Martin Scorsese has made. Mean Streets, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, King of Comedy, After Hours, The Color of Money, The Last Temptation of Christ, New York Stories, Goodfellas, Cape Fear, Casino, Gangs of New York. The guy's never won an Oscar. Never won an Oscar. Aviator, tremendous movie. Cleans up last night, except for, and what a surprise, the Clint Eastwood movie. That Clint Eastwood is the guy who gets the best director, also gets the best motion picture. Why? I'll tell you why. It ties right into Terri Schiavo and the liberal politics of Hollywood. Just a real quick recap. By the way, did anybody see Barbara Walters' special last night? Jamie Foxx, I like that guy. What a great guy. Actor in leading role went to Jamie Foxx. He deserved it. Actor in supporting role, Morgan Freeman, Million Dollar Baby. Didn't see it. Don't think I want to give a dime to that movie. First of all, the ending's been wrecked for me. I'm not going to wreck it for you, but the ending's been wrecked. So why see it? And I don't think I want to give a dime into that movie with that kind of an agenda. Hilary Swank, actress in a leading role. Cate Blanchett for The Aviator. She was unbelievable. Animated feature film, The Incredibles. Best Picture, Million Dollar Baby. Best directing went to Clint Eastwood. That's it. That's how you edit the Oscars. That's what it should be, a comedy. It should be those categories. Maybe throw in a song there. Except could we get somebody else to sing? What's her face? What is her name? Beyonce. She sings all four songs. No, I'm sorry. No. Then you went to the incredible talent of Antonio Banderas? Wow. Chris Rock was okay. I had a problem with the, you know, I'm not going to bash Bush, and then he bashes for 10 minutes. You know, I had a problem with that. But I like the fact that he slapped Tim Robbins right across the face. And then, did anybody else notice that Sean Penn is a full-fledged psycho? In case you missed it last night, because, oh, I don't know, you were normal. Here's what happened. Chris Rock comes out at the very beginning in the monologue, and he says, and what's up with Jude Law? Jude Law is in every single movie. Who is this guy? An hour later, Sean Penn comes out, just brooding, angry, and he looks over at Chris Rock and says, "By the way, before I read this, just a note to our MC. Jude Law is one of our greatest actors." What? When did Jude Law become? May I point out, Alfie starred Jude Law. You know what Jude Law is? Jude Law is Ben Affleck or Gene Hackman. He's in everything. He won't turn a movie down. He's not one of our greatest actors. And it was a joke. I got to tell you, you know, in my world, you know what would happen in my world? In my world, we would have a list of annoying actors. We would categorize them, and I don't know, maybe we'd even have a countdown of some sort. Countdown of some sort. Countdown of some sort. Countdown of some sort.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Homogenized, generic, mundane, corporate radio.
Glenn Beck's Top 40.
Enjoy. It's Glenn Beck and the Weekly Top 40. In for Glenn, I'm Rick Dees. We've reached the top 10 of the most annoying Hollywood celebrities, and we're airing on some of the hottest stations in America, like News Radio 970, WFLA in Tampa, Talk Radio 950, KPRC in Houston, and the Big Frog 1099 in your city. Let's kick off the top 10 with a big Hollywood star who recently was married and was blessed with a beautiful child, a child after marriage. What a very un-Hollywood thing to do. Unfortunately, upon the birth, she immediately reverted to her annoying Hollywood ways by ruining the baby's entire life when she named it Apple. Coming in at number 10 on our most annoying Hollywood celebrities is the ex-wife of Glenn Beck, Gwyneth Paltrow, and her tribute in song, Criminal by Fiona Apple. Both because naming your kid Apple is just criminal, and to prove that Apple isn't even a good last name, let alone a first.
Number 10!
Heaven help me for the way I am. Save me from these evil deeds before I get them done. I know tomorrow brings the consequence at hand, but I keep living this day like the next will never come.
Counting down. We're counting down the most annoying Hollywood celebrities in the universe on fabulous radio stations like 570 KLIF in Dallas, Talk 910 KNEW in San Francisco, and the Big Oatmeal 110.3 somewhere in Saskatchewan. At number 9 is a lady that you might have forgotten about until last year. She ran her mouth at one of her concerts bashing the president. Then someone like Dan Rather reported that the audience was annoyed at her and walked out of the concert. However, I believe that report to be wrong. I've got a sneaky suspicion that the real reason they walked out is she just plain sucks. At number 9 on our most annoying Hollywood celebrities in the universe countdown is Linda Ronstadt with a song that she might have been singing to herself as she cried herself to sleep late on election night. It's You're No Good.
Number 9.
Feeling better now that we're through.
You're
no good.
I I'm Rick Dees, filling in for the love god himself, Glenn Beck, on our most annoying Hollywood celebrities in the universe countdown. Heard on incredible radio stations like The Big Talker, 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia, FM News Talk, 104.7 in Pittsburgh, and The Bulging Burrito, Mexico City's number one hit polka station. At number 8, we find a 17-year-old from Las Vegas, Nevada. No, it's not someone we found in Charlie Sheen's Little Black Book. It's an up-and-comer on our countdown. Like LeBron James, we see unlimited potential here, except not on the basketball court, in the most annoying category. It's Michaela Gordon from American Idol. Her fingernails on a chalkboard voice is annoying enough, but her forced, excruciating Barbara Streisand impersonation directly from Coffee Talk with Linda Richmond makes me want to pull a Hunter S. Thompson. Now, some would say that it's pathetic for a grown man to be even watching American Idol, and making fun of a 17-year-old contestant who is obviously trying to stand out is even worse. I say, f*** those people. At number 8 on the countdown is Michaela Gordon, that annoying chick from American Idol, and her apparent hero, a winner of our most annoying Lifetime Achievement Award, Barbara Streisand.
Number 8!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh. Through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle. 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 Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Homogenized, generic, mundane, corporate radio.
Glenn Beck's Top 40.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, Rick Dees, and the most annoying Hollywood celebrities in the universe being heard on magnificent, extraordinary radio stations like News Radio 610 WIOD in Miami, News Radio 1100 WTAM in Cleveland, and Swirl 98.4 FM, the best swirl of the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, today, tomorrow, and the 70s, home of the no-repeat midday. At number 7 is an actor who was very worried about being silenced. He was so worried about how his controversial views on Iraq would hurt his career. Since then, he has won or was nominated for at least 10 various Best Actor awards. Can you believe how much control this evil conservative Republican Party has? But his unending railing against the president won big dividends. Bush got 3.8 million more votes in relation to his opponent than in 2000. So for one of our favorite Hollywood pals, Sean Penn, we have to play the only thing that could be appropriate, part of track one of the Glenn Beck Gloatfest CD. By the way, available now at glennbeck.com.
Number 7.
Music.
Well, Wow, what a great day. Rick Dees in for Glenn Beck, being heard on amazing, remarkable radio stations like WOAI in San Antonio, News Radio 610 WTVN in Columbus, and external communicator 4007, the planet Zarkon's all news leader. Thank you so much. We have reached number 6 on our most annoying celebrity countdown, a woman thrust into our face because she was just a regular woman. Well, this year has been a non-stop barrage about how this regular woman is busy with her $12 trillion wedding, followed by, oh, so many reasons that we're supposed to care about it. Then let's put the cherry on top of the annoying sundae. A Sunday that we know she would devour in seconds. She is the replacement for Joan and Melissa Rivers on one of the most annoying broadcasts in history. At the countdown, we are so happy that you got married, Star Jones. Just unhappy you came back from the honeymoon. Not to mention shocked you didn't eat the groom. At number 6 on our most annoying Hollywood celebrity countdown, Star Jones, the main attraction in the most annoying wedding in history. With the most annoying wedding song in history. Listen.
Number 6.
It's electric.
Enjoy.
Celebrity list, annoying celebrity list, annoying celebrity list. That's what would happen if the world were under my control. Rick Dees would do a countdown. Of course, there might be more to that countdown. Then again, there might not be. Let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It is Bill's Khakis. Seems everywhere I go, people are always asking me, "You wearing Bill's Khakis?" I was on vacation last week. I was in, where was I? I think it was, I stopped at a station in Idaho Falls on my way to, I was taking my my daughter to see a school that she might want to go to for college. I'm in Idaho Falls and somebody says, "It is Bill's Khakis, are you?" Yes, they are Bill's Khakis that I'm wearing. They're the World War II original khakis. If you already own a pair of Bill's Khakis, go and check out the new colors available for this spring. If you haven't tried them yet, now's a great time to find your first pair of Bill's Khakis. You know, maybe the greatest thing about Bill's Khakis is that once you've fallen in love with the first pair, you can go back and buy another pair that's exactly like it. It'll fit exactly the same way. They never change them. That's the best thing. Bill's is the kind of brand that once you find it, you can stick to it for a lifetime. Bill Thomas, the founder of Bill's Khakis, has learned to leave well enough alone. Like Bill says, we made Bill's better by not changing a thing. Bill's Khakis, they can be found in men's specialty stores all across America. Select Nordstrom stores to find a store near you. Make sure you go and visit billskhakis.com. Do it now or call 800-43-KHAKI. That's billskhakis.com or 800-43-KHAKI. 10-second station ID.
Here we go, Rick Dees, and we've reached the top 5 most annoying Hollywood celebrities, and it's being heard on radio stations placed here solely by a miracle of God. Talk Radio 710 KCMO in Kansas City. News Radio 1510, WLAC in Nashville, and the Flying Halo, 107.7 FM, featuring JC in the morning with the Breakfast Flakes. At number five is probably the biggest reason that George Bush was reelected. And by big, I don't necessarily mean influential. I just mean big. He's a gigantic fat man with no credibility and even less relevance. In fact, the only reason that he wasn't number one on this list of most annoying Hollywood celebrities is because about two-thirds of our voters had already forgotten he existed. At number five, Michael Moore with his theme song, Roly Poly.
Number five!
Roly Poly, eating corn and taters, hungry every minute of the day. Roly Poly, gnawing on a biscuit, long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie and never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay. Roly Poly, daddy's little fatty, bet he's gonna be a man someday. Scrambled eggs for breakfast, bread and jelly 20 times a day. Roly Poly eats a hearty dinner, it takes lots of strength to run and play. Pulls up weeds and does the chores, runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Roly Poly, daddy's little fatty, bet he's gonna be a man someday.
It's Rick Dees on the hottest stations in America. Stations that are on fire. Stations that have low-level employees burning to death in the basement because they are so hot. We are talking about News Radio 1370, WSPD in Toledo, 55 KRC in Cincinnati, and the Big R, Rwanda's number one non-genocidal station. Thank you so much, Rwanda, for tuning into the countdown. At number four is a countdown favorite, and your next female lesbian president of the United States, Hillary Clinton. No, she's not from Hollywood, and lately she sounded more like Jerry Falwell than a left coast liberal. But honestly, no matter what she does, we really can't have an annoying countdown without her in it. And being a conservative radio show, we are legally required to bash Hillary Clinton for at least 4 hours a week. Right here at number four, the Antichrist herself, Hillary Clinton, and her song.
Number four!
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your help, I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between, you know you wouldn't want it any other way. I'm a bitch, I'm a teen, I'm a goddess on my knees. When you hurt, when you suffer, I'm your angel undercover. I've been numb, I'm revived, can't say I'm not alive. You know I wouldn't want it any other way.
Overnight ratings for the Oscars, highest since 2000.
They had a 63 share in New York City, 54 in Los Angeles, 61 share in Chicago, 51 share in Philadelphia, 54 in Boston, 61% in San Francisco, 51 in even Dallas. Huge, huge ratings last night. And I think it was because of Chris Rock. Chris Rock came out and tried to hippen it up and make fun of the Oscars in the room with the people that were responsible for the Oscars. Well, I was a little smacked off a little bit about his attempt at humor on George W. Bush and the you know, the thousands lying dead in Banana Republic. You know, okay, I'll give it to you. You can go ahead and take that, because he went and he also bashed Tim Robbins. He bashed Michael Moore, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, he did spend, what, about 8 minutes on George W. Bush. But, I mean, he's playing to the room. And, you know, you can also kind of look at it and say, well, that was their gloat fest. We had the election. We have the president. We have control of the government. And they have that. I can give them that. But I was, you know, I was looking at it. It was really ground zero of obnoxious celebrity, wasn't it? Last night, they're all in one room. You had Barbara Streisand, Tim Robbins, which means he brought his annoying wife. By the way, I heard an interview over the weekend. Somebody was talking about Susan Sarandon and saying how beautiful she is. Have you seen Susan Sarandon? It makes me want to gouge my eyes out with a pitchfork. So you had Sean Penn, Tim Robbins, Susan Sarandon, Barbara Streisand, all in one room last night. I didn't know where to begin. I really didn't. How do I begin to list them? How do I rank them? In the real world, in my perfect world, there would be some sort of a list, some sort of a countdown. Countdown, countdown. We're still doing this bit. We're still doing this bit. We're still doing this bit.
9876543.
Homogenized, generic, mundane, corporate radio.
Glenn Beck's top 40.
Enjoy.
We're counting down the most annoying Hollywood celebrities in the universe on Fabtabulous, incredibilicious radio stations like News Talk 1430 AM, WXNT Indianapolis, News Talk 1190 AM, WoWo Fort Wayne, and All Surgery Radio featuring Pancreas Thursdays. At number 3 is a man known the world over for his talent as a singer, entertainer, and a child molester. He is a triple threat. He has been so hard at work, his latest effort includes fondling a cancer victim after getting him hammered on Jesus juice. But then again, he might be innocent. But probably he's a freak that will burn in hell for eternity. He comes in at number 3 on our most annoying Hollywood celebrity countdown, Michael Jackson, and his song, Smooth Criminal.
Number 3.
We won't use the crappy version here on the countdown. We'll use the good one. We are so close to number 1 on our most annoying Hollywood celebrity countdown. And it's coming to you all over the world on great radio stations that might just cure cancer, like News Radio 540 WFLA in Orlando, News Radio 1290 WJNO in West Palm, WTNT AM 570 in Washington, D.C., and FM, America's I Can Swear station. At number 2 is a woman who is famous for, she's famous for, She burst onto the scene when she had the talent to be born with the same last name as a hotel. And then she had sex on camera again, and used the N-word on film. What a resume! Most recently, you may have heard that she had her phone hacked and all the information spread on the internet, including pictures of her topless making out with another woman. I mean, come on, who keeps their lesbian porno pictures on their phone? You've got to keep those on your home computer. What an idiot. The only way she's not number one is because when her phone was hacked, she annoyed other celebrities, which makes her slightly less annoying to us all. It's Rick D's Nothing But Hits, and at number two, Paris Hilton with her song.
Number two!
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your help, I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between, you know you wouldn't want it any other way. I'm a
slut.
I'm a
whore.
I'm a
skank.
Homogenized, generic, mundane, corporate radio.
Glenn Beck, stop 40.
Enjoy.
Hi, this is Rick Dees, in for Glenn Beck, counting down the most annoying Hollywood celebrities, heard on radio stations that have single-handedly saved the world on several occasions. We're talking about WREC Memphis, KTOK Oklahoma City, WRVA Richmond, WELI New Haven, KFAQ Tulsa, KFAB Omaha, WISN Milwaukee, WHP Harrisburg, KJNO in Juneau, Alaska, and the station you're listening to, so you feel excited about hearing your station's name on the radio. We have reached the moment of truth. Number one. The most annoying Hollywood celebrity is Osama bin Laden. I know what you're saying. Come on, Rick Dees. He doesn't exactly live in Hollywood. But can you name a place this side of the mountains that separate Afghanistan and Pakistan where he is so universally embraced? Plus, it's our countdown, and we can do whatever the hell we want. And now, the song that our number one most annoying Hollywood celebrity, Osama bin Laden, sings every night before bedtime. I love L.A.
Number one!
Look at that mountain. Look at those trees. Look at that bum over there, man. He's down on his knees. Look at these women. Ain't nothing like them nowhere.
TK and Terry Schiavo. Oh, also, one other note from Hollywood. A story you didn't hear at the Oscars. The real story behind Ray. I'll share that with you in your phone call next. Number's 888-727-BECK.
The next generation of talk radio.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Generation of talk radio.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Huge snowstorm hitting the Northeast today. We're expecting up to a foot of snow in the Northeast. Yay! I can't get enough of it. Oh. After show tonight, right? 424.
Another episode of 24. If you're an insider at glennbeck.com, listen right after 24, 10 o'clock Eastern time, where we take phone calls. Last Monday, we had a special guest. We had the mom from the terrorist family. What's her name, Dan? I love Sheree Agledashlu. What? She's great, as Rick Dees would say. We should replay that. It was a fascinating interview. We talked a little bit about Iran, because she's originally from Iran. And we talked about the politics of George W. Bush and what was happening over the Middle East. It was fascinating. That was on the After Show last Monday, after the episode of 24. What do we have planned tonight? You'll have to find out. 24 tonight. Let's see. Some of the other things. Pope has no living will. You'd think maybe he would have, that done. But, I guess maybe his policies are pretty clear. You don't have to necessarily put him on a breathing machine, but you should probably feed him. At least that's what the Vatican is coming out now and saying about Terry Schindler Schiavo. They are making an appeal to Florida saying, please don't kill Terry Schiavo. Saddam Hussein is going to sit in a cage. When he goes through his trial, they're actually building a cage in one of his palaces. He'll be sitting inside of this cage, but don't worry, we're not going to see it for a while. The trial is going to happen sometime late 2006. And here's a story from the Oscars that you didn't see yesterday. And it's the story behind Ray that I find fascinating. By the way, I saw Ray, a week ago? I think I was going on vacation. And saw Ray and absolutely loved it. What a great movie this is. And, and I like it even more now that I saw Jamie Foxx on the Barbara Walters special last night. What a nice guy. Is this guy some woman's dream catch? My gosh, you want to talk about a Renaissance man. He can play the piano. He can act. He's a comedian. He's really smart. He was a quarterback. Wasn't he a quarterback? This guy has it all, and he's a real family man and takes care of his family. He mentioned in his acceptance speech last night his sister that was an inspiration to him. His sister has cerebral palsy. She lives with the family. The father-in-law lives with the family, or the stepfather lives with the family. He keeps everybody close. He believes in family. I love this guy. But anyway, he mentioned last night in his acceptance speech, he said, thanks for waiting for 15 years to make this so I could play the role. Actually, they didn't wait 15 years. It waited 16 years because nobody in Hollywood would actually fund this thing. They all said it would be a disaster until one guy stepped to the plate. This guy is an industrialist. He is responsible for the Union Pacific, a giant $5 billion merger with the Union Pacific. He is a part owner of the Los Angeles Kings, the LA Lakers. He owns soccer stadiums, Regal Entertainment, that's the Regal Cinemas. He owns part of the San Francisco Examiner and the Washington Examiner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Huge amounts of money. They came to him and said, look, we're trying to make Ray. Everybody says it will be a disaster. I know you're a conservative and a Republican, and it's got heroin and promiscuity in it, but we think it would be good. And he said, what, are you kidding me? I think it would be great. It would send a message that maybe you shouldn't do drugs. Maybe you shouldn't live a life like that. He wrote a check for $35 million. He is the reason why this movie was made. Why did he put all of his money into it? Because he believes that there is a place now in Hollywood to make money if you make family-friendly movies. He, by the way, is also bankrolling The Chronicles of Narnia.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The next generation of talk radio.
Glenn Beck. 888-727-BZK, 888-727-BECK. There's a suicide aid group. Pro-suicide. Assisted suicide. They're now in New York saying, Hollywood's choice last night was great for them. Let's go going to help them. Their choice of million-dollar baby. But there was also another pro-suicide or assisted suicide movie that won an Oscar last night. You probably didn't realize it because it was the foreign language film that won.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.